Tonight's message is taken from a very familiar passage. I tell you, it was good to find out on Tuesday night that I ain't the only person that throat gets so dry and so nervous that I could hardly speak. Brother Marsh encouraged me there. Alright, let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. And I'm going to have some passages for the young ones to look up as we go along, so you could open your Bibles. But I'll start out by reading Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 11. It says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." So, I got to thinking about this verse, and I wanted to bring the message out for the young ones that understand. So I thought about the verse, and I got to the part that it said armor. So I was wondering what armor meant. So I looked in the dictionary to see what the definition of armor was, where it says put on the armor of God. The dictionary describes it as a protective covering for the body. So I thought about that for a minute, and I come up with some protective covering that I thought might work. So I went to the marina, and I got some boots, because we have to use these away to protect us from fish when you're bagging up fish. And I thought about what else is protective covering. And I remembered, when Hunter goes skating, puts on some elbow and knee pads to protect himself so he don't get skinned up. So I got some elbow and knee pads to see if that would work. See if I had some protective covering. Right? Looks like protective covering, right? Protecting my elbows. And then I thought about it more. And I said I'd go ask Brother Gerald for some protective covering for my face. Because you know you need a good mask to protect your face when you're in battle. And also, you gotta protect your chest. You never know what's coming flying at your chest. So I got some protective covering for my chest as well. And I didn't stop there. I also got a helmet. Boy, this would have been good to have one 2 weeks ago when I knocked myself in the head and put a hole in it. But helmet is protective covering, right? And one more thing I thought of, everybody who dives wears gloves. You have to have gloves to protect your hands, right? From when you're hooking the crawfish and picking up fish as well, we use gloves to protect our hands. And when we dive, a lot of fishermen use their arm sleeve to protect your arms from crawfish scarring you up. So, all of this is protective covering, right? But, do you think this is the kind of protective covering that this verse is talking about? No, you don't? You don't think so? Darius says no, anyhow, you were right last week. No, this isn't what the Bible means as the armor of God, right? It's armor. It's to protect us. But let's look a little further and see what else the verse does. It says, to stand against the wiles of the devil. We need armor to stand against the wiles of the devil. So what does it mean, the wiles of the devil? Anybody know what that means, the wiles? Nobody? The tricks. Some people have read it somewhere that it means the tricks of the devil. So that we will be able to stand against the devil's tricks. So what kind of armor do we need to stand against the devil's trick? So let's read on in the verses. Verse 12 says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having," and there they come, six different things it lists, "having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able 2. Y'all, I broke my glasses this week. I can't see. That you may be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplications in the Spirit. So, what are the things that we have listed here? We have number 1, we have your loins girt with truth. Number 2, we have the breastplate of righteousness. Number 3, having your feet shod with the gospel of peace. Number 4, the shield of faith. Number 5, the helmet of salvation. And number 6, the sword of the Spirit. And once we have all of this on, we need to pray always. So let's look at the real pieces of God's armor one by one. So the first one we read about. The first piece is loins girt with truth. The first thing we need is truth. Where do we find truth? What is one of the books you can read that every single word is true? Any young person know? The Bible, that's right. Every single word in the Bible is true. No lies in the Bible. We must not only know the truth, we must always tell the truth. It will be much harder for the devil to attack us if we always tell the truth. You see, the devil doesn't tell the truth. Somebody read John 8 and verse 44 for me, please. John 8 and 44. Right. The Bible tells us that the devil is a liar and the father of it. He is the father of lies. When is the first time we hear about the devil in the Bible? Or Satan? When's the first time we hear about him? Adam and Eve in the garden, right? And what does he do? He tells her a lie to get her to pick the apple. He told her that she wouldn't surely die, you know. God isn't telling you the truth, he said. So, we see that the devil is not after telling the truth. The devil is the father of lies. And he's always after us to get us to lie as well and for us not to speak the truth. So the first thing we need to do is put on truth. The second thing we need is the breastplate of righteousness. Now, this is a breastplate, but I don't think it's of righteousness. It's made by Rawlings. Starts with the R. But it says to have on the breastplate of righteousness. The Bible says there is none righteous. Somebody read Romans 3 and 10 for me, please. Romans 3 and 10. Right, the Bible says there is none righteous, no, not one. So if the Bible says that there is none righteous, how do we put on the breastplate of righteousness? You see, that's not all what the Bible says about righteousness. 2 Corinthians 5 and 21 says, "For he hath made him to be sin for us," him talking about the Lord Jesus, "who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." You see, we are made righteous through Jesus, who took our sin. It says, "He was made sin who knew no sin." So what does a breastplate cover? What is the most important thing a breastplate is covering? If you go into war, and let me turn on the projector. I have here a soldier in old days, and I need power for that to work. I fall for that any time. I got an important piece of that. You see, the soldiers had on breastplates in those days, usually made of steel. So what do you think was the most important thing that this breastplate covered? The heart. Very good. We need to protect our hearts from the devil and his tricks with the righteousness that God gives us through his Son. We need to live right. That's the first word in righteousness, right? Right. Live for God. The kind of life you live is very important. It will either make it easier for the devil to attack or harder for him to defeat us. So if we live our lives right and well-pleasing for God, it will be much harder for him to attack us. We need to put on the breastplate of righteousness. Number 3, having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Remember, your feet have to be strong to go into battle. If your feet hurt, it's hard to go on. You know, if your feet's hurting and you don't have on good shoes, you get blisters and it's hard for you to fight. Football players, basketball players, even runners, they all have special shoes on their feet to protect them. So how do we protect our feet with the gospel of peace? How do we have peace? Romans 5:1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have peace through our Lord. Somebody read Ephesians 2:14 for me, please. Ephesians 2:14. Right, it says, for he is our peace. For we have peace because we have the love of God. So we need to walk in this peace. Our feet can be strong because we walk in his love. We need to have peace with others as well as we show God's love to others. That's how we are to have our feet shod with the peace of the gospel. Number 4, having the shield of faith. Now I got one more thing from our brother Gerald this afternoon. And it's a baseball shield. I've seen them use this behind the plate so they don't get a fastball thrown in the front of them. But it says here that we need the shield of faith. You see, back in them days, they had shields as well to go into battle. And it was a big shield most of the time. It was to protect them. But we have to have the shield of faith. How do we shield ourselves with faith? Well, our brother Maurice talked about it Tuesday night, that we have to have faith in God's promises. We shield ourselves with this faith. Faith in verses like Romans 10:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just. We have to have faith to believe what the verses say. Also, we have faith that God will always be with us. Somebody read Hebrews 13:5 for me, please. And then somebody else read, look up Romans 8:28, and I'll tell you when to read it. Hebrews 13:5 and Romans 8:28. That's right. He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Romans 8:28. We love him. Right. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. If we have faith to believe this, nothing the devil does or says can hurt us. Number 5, the helmet of salvation. Lots of people wear helmets. They wear helmets in sports, they wear helmets at work, and riding motorcycles, even horses. And other things as well. Why do you wear a helmet? What's the main reason to wear a helmet? To protect your head. That's right. That's exactly where the devil attacks us first. He attacks your mind. That's where he attacked Adam and Eve in the garden. He attacked their mind and told them that they were to take off the fruit. 1 Thessalonians 5:8 says, but let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. We have a helmet, the promise of salvation, to protect us from the devil's wiles or tricks. Isaiah 12:2 says, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also had become my salvation. The Lord is our salvation. God is our strength and salvation. So let's put on the helmet and stand. And then the last one, number 6, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So now we have on our armor. Let us pick off our swords and go into battle for the Lord. Let's battle against Satan and all the lies he throws at us. The last thing the verse mentions is pray always with all prayers. This is very important to remember. You see, the armor of God is in short term, the Bible. So how do we put on the Bible? How do we put on the Bible? You can't wear it, right? So how do you put on the Bible? Trust in Jesus, but how we put on the Bible is by learning the Bible, by knowing what the words in the Bible say. Learning your verses in Sunday school, it becomes very important down through the years in life, those verses that you learn. When the devil comes at us with all his tricks, if we know our Bible and we know the words in it, we can attack back, and we could also protect ourselves with verses like somebody read Ephesians 4 and 32, and somebody else look up Philippians 2 and 14. We'll read that one later. Ephesians 4 and 32, Philippians 2 and 14. That's right, young people. Young children, we could remember this verse. When our friends want us to be mean to another friend, we could fight back against the devil with, be ye kind one to another. We must always be kind one to another. Like we tell Hunty he needs to be kind to his brother. Also, Philippians 2 and 14, when your mother asks you to clean your room, somebody read Philippians 2 and 14, or your parents ask you. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, or without complaining. We should do all things for God without complaining, or all things. See, when you're tempted to watch something that's bad on television, or you listen to music you know you should not be listening at, we could read 1 Corinthians 15 and 33. We could fight back at the devil with this. Somebody read that for me, please. 1 Corinthians 15 and 33. 15 and 33. Communication. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manner. For us older ones, when we get down and out, we get down and out about our jobs. We get down and out about our income. Sickness comes upon us. We just want to know why. We could turn to the verse we've already read, Romans 8 and 28. And all things work together for good to them that love God. If we believe on these words, we could fight back against the devil. Another one, another lie the devil throws at young people is that all you have to do is say you're saved and you could live whatever life you want to live. Just say you're saved and that's it. Well, the Bible has something different to say about that. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. Now, don't misunderstand me when I read that verse, because I am a firm believer, and this church also firmly believes that once you are saved for all eternity. But if you live your lives in this world and do everything according to this world and have no desire for God, you need to worry on whether or not you were saved to begin with, whether or not you truly possess the Spirit of the Lord. One of my favorite passages is a promise for us Christians and also our defense against the devil's biggest lie, and that is that Jesus will never come. Somebody read John 14, 1-3 quick for me for our last verse. They're always saying, Jesus ain't coming. They've been saying that since I was a little boy. I ain't seen it yet. Well, I'll tell you what, young people and older people as well. We just already read that there's no lie in the Bible. Hold on one second for me, Darius. Every word in the Bible is true. Darius, go read it for me. John 14, 1-3. That's right. Very good, Darius. We have this promise that God will come back for us. It says, let not your heart be troubled. I go to prepare a place and I will come again. And we know that God doesn't tell lies. He cannot lie. So we have so many promises by God and we are armed with them. Let us fight against the devil, the devil's lies, and let us also stand for God. Let us put on God's armor and stand against the devil's lies. Let us pray always for God's strength to stand. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the word of God that we have to read, Lord, and we thank you for the promise that there are no lies in this book, Lord, that every word is true, right down to the last point, the last word and the first word, from beginning to end, every word is true. And we thank you for this, Lord. We thank you for the promise that if we put on your armor, Lord, that we will be able to stand against the devil's tricks. We will be able to stand when he throws problems in our life. And when he gives us so many temptations in life, Lord, we know that we can stand against his wiles and his temptations, Lord. May we as Christians, Lord, be willing to stand for thee, that we might be willing to put on your armor and go into battle, Lord, for you, that we might battle against the devil. We pray for those that may not know you this evening, Lord. We just pray that they will accept you, Lord, and that they will turn from their ways before it's forever too late, that they also might put on your armor, that they could also stand against the devil's tricks. We just pray this, Lord, in your very own worthy and precious name. We thank you for the food, Lord, that we've been prepared and we are about to eat. We just pray your blessings upon it, and we pray for the Christian fellowship that follows. We just ask all this in your name's sake. Amen.